Hello, hello, hello. What is up, guys? I know it's been a minute. We've been, we've been in a huge hiatus, man. Like, it's been like 2 to 3 weeks. It's been a while. Yeah. For sure, but guess what, man? We are back in black. What is this hiatus sign thing, David?
I don't know what he's saying.
He's saying something.
That was an opening sign.
I know. Oh, did you hear that voice? Oh, that is right, man. The boy George is back.
It's not special effects. He's actually here.
The boy George is back, man.
I didn't Photoshop
the voice. Prodigal son has returned.
We found him at the Lost and Found at Best Buy.
Yeah.
He was there the whole time.
No, he was at that drop-off box where you put the electronics at.
What's up,
fellas?
He's
hiding there. What is up, man? It's been a minute, dude.
It's been a long hour. It's been a long hour.
For real. So what's up, guys? Let's introduce the crowd here. Of course, I got George on my left.
Yo, yo.
We got D in front of me.
What's up, yo?
And we got Mr. Games.
What's up?
Next to me on my right, Mr. Games.
Yes.
Right-hand man.
What is
up? Play no games.
Play no games, son. Yeah. Anyways, guys. Episode 41 of Digital Bites.
Yeah.
We are going full on, man. We got stuff here, dude. We got popcorn. We got Doritos.
Yeah, this show is sponsored by Doritos.
For real.
Thank you, Doritos, for the nacho cheeses.
Tiffany Texan sponsored the liquor. We got the Patron and Shiner and
Man,
Modelo.
It's about to go off, man. That's what's going to happen.
Don't listen to this guy.
Someone's going to die tonight. Yeah. No, I'm just joking. Anyways, guys, we got some interesting stuff for sure, man. But before we get into that, let's talk about George here, man. What's up, man? You've been gone for a minute, dude. What you been up to?
Oh, man. Traveling for work.
Where'd you travel to?
I was out in Georgia about 3 weeks working out there.
What, Atlanta, Georgia?
Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Out there in Savannah, Georgia.
What's out there, man?
Nothing.
Not a whole lot of nothing, really. I mean, it's like a historic, you know, town and stuff. But it was nice. It was
Sounds
okay.
Like a slavery.
But yeah, a lot of stuff went down over there too, man. Back in the days. But just work, personal stuff, trying to get a house and everything. So house hunting.
Oh man.
So hopefully,
a house, man.
Hopefully, we found one that we'd like. So put in an offer.
Where are you looking at? Accepted. Where are you looking at?
Yeah, where you looking? At?
Missouri City. That
Mo City,
yeah.
Mo City, yeah.
How close is it from your apartment right now?
Maybe like 15 minutes, maybe.
Oh, that's not too bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes down the road. But not a whole lot, man. Just busy.
Yeah, I feel you, brother.
You're going to be busier with that house, man.
Just yeah. Yeah, so this is probably my last episode.
Trust me. You ain't going to see me for a while.
No, I'll be back in a
We won't even get a text back.
Yeah. See him next year.
Hey, George.
For the reunion special.
But, yeah, man.
It's been 30 years. I heard that voice.
I only see you at Memorial.
For real, dude. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're back with and join us. Hopefully we get Ron, man, because Ron has been...
He's been moving for like 2 months.
Yeah,
4 months.
Rumor is he's still moving.
He's still moving.
I heard.
Moving internet.
Moving
companies.
Oh, you got that gigabit, man. I'm going to see how fast that thing goes.
I'm bring my laptop down.
Man, I got the house, man. You don't ever want to come through.
Download everything. Oh, yeah?
I say, yeah.
How much you got?
Got the gigabit. Nice. Gigabit.
Run all my updates.
I'm about to go in there and bring out all my computer and everything. Yeah, I'm about to just.
It's funny, though, because if you. Because they have, you know, I think there's like 3 different plans on the AT&T fiber, thing. The top one, the one that with the gigabit speeds, you get like the unlimited data, like allotment. Because supposedly they cap you. With the other ones, they'll cap you at, I don't know how much it was, but. So it actually, because I mean, I stream a whole bunch of stuff, bunch of devices, you know.
Downloads a lot of legal movies and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so,
JW bro.
Man, it dude, it uses so much like data and stuff. It's crazy.
I would purposely download the 8K stuff, even though I can't even handle it, but I just know that I can.
Yeah.
I can download.
No, I did it.
Yeah, like streaming everything, 4K videos.
Man.
Seriously, man, like once you start reaching speeds over 100 megabits, you really start seeing how everything, I guess you say, how smoother everything is.
Yeah.
As far
nice,
as like
man.
as far as like videos, of course, internet wise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you.
George doesn't even know what the buffering thing on Netflix is like.
What is never that? Seen that. What is that?
Buffer.
What is buffering?
Hey, poor people do that?
Wait. Does that exist? Yeah. That's a myth.
No, that's nice, though, man. I like it.
Dude. I mean, eventually, I feel like hopefully fiber reaches everywhere to the point where everybody can get a chance to tap it. Because, I mean,
I can't get it here.
Eventually, hopefully it will. Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping.
I need to check, though, because hopefully that house that we're looking into
has
fiber connections.
New house reuse.
It's an older house. Yeah. Oh.
Like how old? Like 1970s or like?
2004?
Okay. I don't know. You should probably get it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just depends on the area and stuff.
My house is like a 2006 house, and I have squat, man.
That's what I don't understand, dude. You live in an area where it's growing rapidly.
Yeah. Because the apartments I'm in now, it's like old apartments. Mm-hmm.
I would think you would have that infrastructure, especially with the amount of housing that's over there.
Like
already.
It's like it's there. Like I have like the, well, it's like I can do it, cook it from my house, but apparently like, it's on AT&T/ like Xfinity. Mm-hmm. They need to like actually put out like, what do they call it? Access points for us to get it? Because right now I'm still on DSL.
What?
Yeah. What is DSL?
The dial up. Do you dial in?
No, it's just always on. No, it's like it's DSL, so it's like it's through a phone line, but I get.
Yeah, because I'm paying for like. Phone line, right?
Yeah, I'm paying for up to 75 megabits, but it has yet to go up that fast. I think at highest I got at like 22.
That is garbage, man.
Yeah,
you might need it.
I mean, how much? I mean, is it cheap though?
No, well, here's the deal. I got into a big fight with AT&T last week because I was paying $80 a month. For speeds of 25 megabits, and I went online to check to see if Xfinity had like updated their coverage area. Nope. So I went to AT&T, and, like promo new customers get up to speeds of 75 megabits per second for $50 a month. Mm-hmm. Like, so I got on AT&T. And, hey, I'm paying $80 a month for 25. How about that? 75 or 50? Like, no, that's for new customers. Like, well, don't need to cancel service because I will. You're like, no, sir, please. We'll take care of you. So now I got upgraded for...
Wait, but, I mean, is the upgrade going to show? That's the thing.
They came by last Friday and I got a new router and all that. Excuse me. And then before the upgrade, I was getting speeds of like 13. Again, I topped out last night, maybe like 30. But it's like, I don't think I'm ever going to see that 75 number, but still, it's... Yeah.
You're paying less, though.
But what?
Have you tried?
Can't you look? Wait. The thing is that, like, can't you tell them that you should be paying less because you're not even getting what you're paying? Like, not even close.
Well, it's kind of like a fine print because it says like up to.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed anything.
But are the speeds you're checking, is it wireless or hardwire? Okay.
I think wireless.
Try it. Plug it in and see if what you get.
Yeah.
Like through your router and stuff.
Yeah.
Or the modem.
Because Ethernet, I think for 50, and when Ethernet, I get about 42, 39. Like, it's pretty high up there. I mean, I don't always get the 50, but it's pretty high. I can't complain. Sorry.
Yeah, that's weird, man. Mm-hmm. Well, guys.
It's a system.
Enough about the internets.
The interwebs.
Gals. At least internet speeds, but... Apple coverage, guys. AirPods, dos.
Deuces.
Let's get the opinion.
Of Derek. All you gotta. Oh, there you go. Oh, snap. All right. Let me get that going.
We're gonna go. Keep talking, guys.
Yeah, you guys talk about the AirPods. It's Derek, just real quick, Derek got the AirPods too, so yeah. Go.
So first hand, what you got for us, Derek?
So I did pick up the AirPod 2s on a. Kind of an impulse buy the other day. I was like, hey, I said, can I get these? She's like, yeah. So order them. The cool thing is it's my first time using wireless headphones, and first I didn't really care about it too much because, like, you know, I got the old school wired, you know, they work fine, but I kept losing those, and then after having them for just one day, I felt like the difference. Like, it's amazing. I set my phone down in the kitchen, I'm walking around doing stuff. Yeah. I hear it. Quality's great. They charge it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really convenient.
You know, that's the reason why I love my AirPods, man. Mm-hmm. Because it's just the straight
convenience that you have. That
I just love how it pairs up so so fast with your phone. Like literally, just pop open the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just instantly
dude,
pairs.
I mean, you answer a phone call, pop them in. Mm-hmm. You know, you go. You know, it's for what it needs to do.
It's seamless, man.
It's seamless, man. And that's what I want. I want seamless technology where I can go in about. And the thing is that you don't have to use both of them. You can just use one and just walk around with one, call with one, listen to music with one, and it works, man. Like especially like the work that I do, I'm constantly using my hands, and sometimes I have to contact certain support from different vendors, and I can't be holding the phone while I'm holding wires sometimes. And so putting my AirPods on, I'm totally working with no problem.
So you can call like it'll pick up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. You can even answer on. You can answer the phone. With your AirPods, so you don't even have to look at your phone.
Nice.
You know, and you can also like you can program your AirPods. So there's different options. You can program to say to go when you double tap, it will go straight to Siri or next song or pause a song.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It just depends what you want to configure it to. But it for me, the best part about it is it's just a seamless thing about it that you just put them in.
And if you got you know, multiple Apple products. Because I got like my phone and then my work phone. Mm-hmm. And like just switch between the two. Like if I need to. Like if I need to take calls on my work phone or something. Or if you're on your MacBook or something. It just boom.
That's what I like about it.
You don't have to disconnect. You know, just.
Yeah.
Just that's connect. What I do. Like from jumping from your MacBook or my iPad.
iPads, yeah.
Yeah. It works, man. It works. I'd say it's definitely a.
But what about the price, though? Cause
How much did you get them for, man?
Price,
because there's three options out there to choose from. Okay.
So with the iPod AirPod 2s, I had the choice between like $159.99 for like the wired charging, and then $199 was the wireless charging.
Wireless. Yeah.
I got the wired one because my phone is wireless charging capable, but I don't have. I guess infrastructure for the hell to happen. So I mean, it's $50 cheaper too. So I went wired just because it's easier for me.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not losing much, bro.
Again, it's a nice, I guess, perk. But I don't use it enough. I've maybe twice in my life actually used the wireless charging on my phone.
The only time I use wireless charging is when I go to sleep. That's about because I know I'm not gonna mess with it, so it's there, you know. Because you know, of course, when you have it wired, of course you can still have it in your hand. You can do things while it's charging. But for me, it's the only time that I saw it that it was, I would say, convenient. That okay, since I'm going to sleep, I'm not gonna touch this phone. I'm just lay it there, bam, you know. And so, man.
And then you can also buy just the wireless charging case by itself for like $80.
$80, yeah. On there, so I mean, because you can get different. I go on Amazon, I get different kinds of.
It's like cases that you can put over your AirPods that like make it wireless charging.
Oh wow!
I've seen some on Amazon. There's a dude on what's that guy's name? Lou from Unbox Therapy, a YouTuber or whatever. He had bought some from Amazon and tried them out. And, I mean, they work fine.
Cool.
And then it also adds a layer of protection to your AirPods.
Man.
It works, man. It works. So my my girlfriend, she's taking an Uber.
Yeah.
So she sent me her location.
Yeah.
I guess it's the first time taking Uber, so
she's like, in case I disappear.
Yeah.
Here
I am.
Are you trying to break up with me? Did she listen to the podcast?
Oh, no.
What? So we can talk trash about her. Yeah. Like, I don't like you, person. I never met.
On there. But, so.
That's a bummer.
You shouldn't. There is a little funny joke about the AirPods. The second one's like the way you can convert them to AirPods 2 if you have AirPods 1, just grab a green marker and put a dot on the casing. And there you go, bro.
Nice. AirPods.
AirPods nice. Too, right there. Yeah,
that's really all the change physically.
Yeah, like everything's exactly the same. Like
visually, you can't tell. Like And
they made memes out of that too. It's like, how can I show people that I'm rich if I can't if you can't differentiate from AirPod 1 and 2?
Just get the Louis ones.
Oh, the Louis Vuittons.
Yeah. I was hoping they came out with like black ones. That was my big.
Well, at least like space gray.
Yeah, something gray or even red. I don't know, just something different.
Yeah, red would be kind of cool, like glossy red. But even space gray would look pretty dope.
Actually, I want to bet money they're gonna make some red ones, because if they made a red iPhone,
later on.
Yeah, I feel like red is gonna be a
thing.
Even though I mean, for me, the red casing with the black screen is pretty slick. It looks kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Like was that the Nike edition or was it?
No, it was a red product.
It was just red, right? Yeah, that looks slick. I was like, man, that looks nice. Looks like a pair of Jordans, you know?
Oh, man.
Nice.
The red and black ones?
Yeah.
Man, I always wanted to own a pair of Jordans.
Wait, you never owned a pair of Jordans?
I was too poor, man.
No, bro, I was too poor, man.
Yeah, I was never poor.
Me and Freddie were poor. We couldn't afford
Jordans. I had Jordans, but the guy was backwards.
Oh, yeah. He was in a layup rather than dunking
with two hands.
No, the one with dunking was actually like Shaquille O'Neal shoes.
Yeah.
From like Payless or something like
that. Oh, you know, Payless is actually...
Going out of business.
Mm. Yeah, dude. My sister works at Payless.
Oh, damn.
And like,
really? There's still some around?
Huh?
There's still some around?
Yeah, but they're going bankrupt. So right now they're just selling everything that's left.
Jay,
yeah.
Just gonna stock up my shoes.
What did they tell her? Like, yeah, you're not gonna have a job like in 3 weeks. So
they're being nice about it though. Like they're the package that they're giving my sister is that even at because they're gonna I guess the Galleria one is going to close in May.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're still going to pay her 6 months more.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's good.
So severance pay. Or not really.
She dibs on all the shoes she wants.
No, it's severance.
Yeah, it's severance. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
she's
nice.
Getting laid off.
That's cool, though. Most jobs don't offer severance.
Oh, no. And, I mean, right now, shoes are really dirt cheap, so.
I'm going to go over there. It's crazy that, like, I thought, like, they were kind of booming in the hood and stuff.
It's just no. It's what's happening is that online.
Be like, I haven't shopped there in 10 years, so. But
for real, I haven't gone in 10 years.
But the thing is, that what's happening is that.
But that's because Nathan hasn't needed them. I mean, like, if he needed shoes, that's where I was gonna go. I mean, but luckily I got a hookup, man.
Bro, Walmart, dog. What are you talking about? Look, hey, let me give you a life hack.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go on a trip,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to ruin the nice shoes you have,
yeah,
go to Walmart, okay. buy some $10 ones, and okay. kill those shoes okay. without having to worry about. Messing up your actually really good shoes.
Oh, okay.
And then return them.
Yeah, you can return them.
just walk in the store with them, go try some new ones on, and walk out with them, yeah.
Yeah. It works, brother. It works.
They don't even ask. They don't even care whether they're just like...
Beep, 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 beep. You're good. You're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. You're good. You got to bring it out like a 42-inch TV. You're good.
Man, okay. Come on.
Thanks.
Nah, man, you're good.
Yeah, but... Man, I forgot where it was going to. Online sales, man. Online sales. So that's one of the reasons why Payless is taking a hit. Because right now, everything is becoming online, dude. Like purchasing, it's especially with shipping and everything, is becoming much easier to do.
Mm-hmm. Free shipping.
Yeah, like it's easier for someone to order something. And if they don't like it, they can just return it back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I would say the online thing is really taking off. And a lot of companies are... I would say
moving towards online,
and they're, and a lot of them, of course, are what's the word? Like they keep their heads in the sand, and
bird is the word.
You know, like they don't want to do change, but change is coming at them at full force, man. So you definitely got to. It's like
Derek just sneezed all
like
over.
Disrespecting my house like this? Disrespect me?
It's writing on the wall, brother. Like you gotta jump on the online thing. A lot of these it's companies are doing that, man. Dude. Like Walmart is definitely one of them. They're finally going. They're doing pure. You know, they're doing a lot of online now. Of course, they do also like 2-day shipping as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's internet is in full force, man. And. Yeah. People do at least. I mean, I'm still an old school person. I like to wear some things and see if it fits. But
yeah, for sure.
But then again, I mean, there's people that you know, like I said, you know, oh, it's small. It's a shirt size small. It's gonna fit me. I'm gonna order it, and they go like that, and bam, man, you know, it's there the next 2 days or something like that. So
I still shop at the Pulga, but you know, you know. But every time I go back to return something, the booth's not there anymore. So
no, they're gone, usually, brother. Yeah, they're gone. They try to sell, man. I was in Mexico, dude, when I was a kid, and I still had the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And my mom wanted to buy me a game at the flea market, the Mexican flea market over there.
La Pulga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dudes were trying to sell this RC racing game.
Yeah.
For like $30 when it's only worth like maybe like $5 or $6.
$6.
Yeah. And it's like, man, they're trying to stifle you, bro. Like this RC game was not even like that awesome, bro. Like
it's not you buy it.
It's not a Pokemon game, boy.
Did you buy it?
They have to pay import fees.
Yeah. Import fees.
Middleman.
Yeah.
And they gotta pay their
it has to pass the EPA standards.
The electric bill. They gotta pay the electric bill, whatever.
You know, make sure that emissions test kids on that thing is right. You know, on there, and then you gotta get it registered.
Yeah.
So
they're actually giving you a deal, and they should have charged you about that.
Yeah, did you a favor, man?
So $30 is like 300 pesos.
Roughly around there. I would say another thing they were talking about being poor as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tweet on Twitter where it says, what was the pinnacle of wealth for you as a kid? What was your pinnacle of wealth for you as a kid?
$20.
Was that, that was your pinnacle? Like, when you had $20, you felt like you were...
Yeah, I felt like I had a lot of money.
Rich man. How about you, D?
I think I bought my first console.
First console?
I felt like I made, like, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I bought the first Xbox.
Oh, like when you felt like you had money?
Well, yeah, when you were, as a child, what, for you, what was the pinnacle of wealth?
Yeah, probably when I got my first console, but when I got probably the PS2. The PS2, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt pretty cool.
On there? And you said it was first console?
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's the same year PS2. I think it was the first one I actually bought myself. Like, yeah. You know, I paid for it. It's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, mine was the Xbox. The
Xbox?
Yeah.
Mine's is pretty depressing because I was thinking about it the other way. Like, the pinnacle of wealth. The pinnacle of wealth.
When you got a dollar.
Of wealth is when you go to Toys R Us and there's new booster packs of Pokemon.
Yeah.
And you can only grab one, yet all the rich kids grabbed a bunch and opened them at that moment. You still have to wait in line to get it paid. No, these kids ripped them open and saw them cards, and they grabbed a bunch, and they took it to... Of course, they had them all open, and the parents are like, okay, we'll pay for it and register. Yeah. Yeah, you're like... And I'm just holding this one booster pack. like
hopefully. Best card was a Jigglypuff.
Please be a Charizard. Please be a Charizard.
Please be a Charizard. I'm telling you, man. That was, for me, that was a pinnacle of wealth. Like, man, these kids...
I got a Zapdos out of a booster. Yeah.
Holographic. You want to hear a sad story of the saddest trade I ever did?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, it is bad. It was very bad.
You traded a Charizard for a Clefairy.
I had a mint Zapdos.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Holographic.
And I traded it for...
Holographic?
A...
Was it holographic?
Yes. And I traded it for a Venusaur. Okay, now you will say, okay, that's actually a good trade. But the Venusaur, the edge was bent.
That's a big deal.
Well,
it's like,
I wouldn't have done that, but
I didn't notice that bent edge, though, because when I was trading this kid, it was kind of like dark.
Ooh.
So I think he played me.
That full guy. He knew.
He angled it.
I could only trade at night.
meet me in the back by the alley.
I think he angled it where it didn't look like it was bent.
Like how much of it? Like a big chunk or like the little just the edge?
No, it was a little sizable, man.
Oh, man.
And was he holding it?
I mean,
from
even
that
even a small.
He was holding it from that corner. Like,
I mean, even a small one is still a bend. Yeah. Doesn't matter. But like, I got played, and I was just like, yeah, I mean, it was a Venusaur, but it was a bent Venusaur.
Wait, why didn't you trade back the next day?
Because the kid was gone.
Where'd you see him?
He ghosted.
He
moved school just for that.
Yeah. Like,
mom, I can't go back to school.
No, he went back to Mexico. He was like, "Ya me voy para Mexico."
Ya me voy para Mexico. Yeah, like, no, the thing is that I went to visit my cousins, and they lived in this apartment complex that I never been to. And so, of course, we're kids, and we're running around.
Meet me in the back. by the alley.
After 8.
And the thing is that, you know, Pokemon was the craze. Mm-hmm. So I had my Pokemon cards with me, and I was just looking for the next trade.
Yeah.
If I can get something good. Well, of course, I met this kid, and we saw each other's cards, and I saw the Venusaur. But he, of course, he was holding it. And he's like, hey, man. Like, because he saw my Zapdos. I was like, man, dude. I was like, I would so trade my Venusaur for your Zapdos. I was just like, dang, that's so awesome.
We gotta find that kid and like beat him up.
Yeah. No, we gotta find Daphne and get your Raichu back. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, just breaking through his door, beating him up? What is the Raichu?
Dude, that was like 20 years ago, right?
I don't forget.
I remember like it was yesterday.
I've been thinking about this day.
see this empty slot in this book?
I'm just missing
it. Because of you. Do you say that?
Because of you.
Do you know?
Yeah, right. So, but yeah.
Anyways,
moving on to the iPad.
I got a little deep.
Let's get back to Apple.
open up some old wounds there.
still burns.
Still hurts, man.
Yeah. Add some lemon to that.
Yeah, but
iPad Air 2, man. I think it's still a better choice than an iPad Pro.
You think?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, like, okay.
Because you can only still use the first gen Apple Pencils.
That was a good save. I don't think anyone saw
that. Yeah, but it's kind of whack. But you can now use the keyboard that. Well, you don't have to do Bluetooth. You can just do that, man. It's slimmer.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean, unless you're editing something, bro, like something major.
They should have also changed kind of like the look to it as well, because it's also with the new iPad Mini too.
Somebody open like, that Patron.
They should have changed like the design of it to maybe just kind of look. Like the iPad Pro, actually, like the new ones. You know what I mean?
That's the only thing I am disappointed in is that I don't know. Like I was really hoping that they would change the style of it. Because I would, to be honest, I would so cop that, man. I would so cop that if they had that design.
You can, bro. You gotta spend that money on that skyline.
I would have got the like if the iPad Mini had like a new refresh look to where it looked like the iPad Pro.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have went to the store and grabbed that immediately.
No, exactly. Immediately. I would have been sold.
Yeah.
Even if it didn't have a Bluetooth function, I would have been sold.
I don't think I belong in this crowd. You guys talk about spending $500 like it's chum change.
Dog.
Do I belong here?
No, I would have just walked in the store. And
oh, I just took it.
Took it. Yeah, I wouldn't pay for it.
I'm not buying anything. I just take things.
Okay, never mind. I belong here.
I haven't bought things in years.
Yeah. Derek's like, I haven't bought things in years.
You got bought these?
No, see, what Derek did is he waited for somebody to come
out.
He waited outside the store and this kid came and
knocked him out.
Hey, mister, what's in my AirPods?
I'm like, yeah, let me see him real quick.
No, Derek was like, hey, you want to.
Let me show you a magic trick.
No, he was like, you want to trade some Pokemon cards?
In the dark. I got a Venusaur.
I trade you this.
I trade this Venusaur with your AirPods.
Like, it's good, dog.
Thank God, bro. It's worth more than AirPods, bro. Exactly. You can buy 2 AirPods with these things.
Yeah.
Thanks, mister.
Let me show you a magic trick. Gone.
Wait, what?
Oh, God.
The kid's still waiting there to this day.
He's like, where's my Pokemon cards, man?
I'm telling you, man.
Let me see if I have some lime. Do you want some lime?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Let me get some lime.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so, and then the price of the iPad Air. Is it the same as the regular iPad?
It's like
starts at $499.
Because I feel like I've lost track of all the different models. So there's the iPad Mini, the regular iPad, iPad Air, and then the Pro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, you're right. Like.
Like, there's, like, I don't know.
Okay, the Mini, the regular iPad, the Air, and the Pro.
Why are there so many?
But then the Air and the regular iPad look exactly the same.
The thing
I mean, maybe, like, the hardware may be a little bit different, but.
I want to say that the one thing I wish Apple would do is stop trying to do so many variants of a model. It's
yeah, at least make them like obvious variants. Like okay, like a mini and a
yeah,
and a pro. Like
okay, like, one no, small. Well, they should just do this. Like if they want to just do the iPad mini, the regular iPad,
the iHuman,
and then the pro, just for like the heavy users or the ones who want to use it as a laptop or whatever. Yeah, and just have three versions. Now they're you know doing all this and then and every year they'll switch it up, but then they all look the same. You know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, because now it's okay. So, just to put an example, right now one of my organizations, we're needing some training tablets for the kitchen.
Kids.
And so, I'm on Amazon.
I'm on one.
Looking at the iPad Airs and like normal iPads, and I'm like, I don't know which one to recommend. I'm like, oh,
yeah, he'll take one.
You know, yeah, what you remind me of?
Yeah,
you remind me of that kid in the baseball game that he stares at the camera.
Oh, okay.
Like Jim from The Office
on there. But you know what, let's take the shot. You guys ready?
This is sponsored by
Patron Tequila.
Patron.
100% the agave.
The DG Bright Tequila.
Brought to you by Patron.
Exactly.
We have this first live shot.
Live shot.
All right, here we go.
Wasn't as bad.
So what would you rate this, David, from your expertise?
Definitely rate this Seven.
Mainly because
what I like about Patron is that you don't really have to go hardcore on the lemon.
Yeah.
Oh man, the lime, because it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. Yeah.
It's not like a lower end where you definitely like.
Yeah.
You might really feel burns. That.
The one I wish was really good. The smooth is from Patron, the Grand Patron Platinum. It's pricey, but. Bro, I felt like I was just drinking water almost. It was dangerous. It was dangerous.
You just drinking the whole bottle.
I think my favorite tequila. Six shots, but you know they're not sponsoring us. But I don't want to say the full name of the other tequila bottle.
Yeah, because then Patron won't sponsor us anymore.
But it's called no, I can't say the full name, so I'm gonna just say 1942.
Oh, okay. Remember my Don Comprade Julio? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was born in 1942.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
But he made some really good tequila.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyways, yeah. But yeah, I would give this I'll give it a 7.5. I will not beat you, David. There you go.
Yeah. You know, there's a nice little bar in downtown. It's called the Pastry War.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Yeah, that place has some awesome.
I've never been.
I can't afford it. Mezcal. It's a mezcal bar.
Yeah, it's like tequila mezcal, bro.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Yes, you can, bro. You got an iPad. Who says you're going to pay for it? Just ask for all the drinks. I'm on his tab. Yeah. Just playing some random guy. Got you, sir.
I'm telling you, man. But
okay, back to Apple.
Back to the show. I just wish they were a little bit more less confusing as far as like different models.
Yeah. So I'm looking at like the specs. Like,
what you got?
Between the iPad. And the iPad Air, the iPad has the A10 processor, and the Air has the A12. Mm-hmm. So I think all the iPad is a way for them like to sell like last year's model for a cheaper price. Because the iPad starts at $329 and the Air starts at
$499.
So if you don't care about
a pretty big jump though.
Yeah. So if you don't care about having like the latest and greatest tech, get an iPad. But if you have to have the new one every time, then you're stuck with the Air.
Went away for the iAssistant.
The eye assistant.
Yeah, just gonna
yeah,
sell
it's called
you,
Siri.
Siri.
Siri. Siri me.
Siri's back for more.
Yeah.
Oh, Siri's so dumb. I can't stand Siri.
The eye iron.
I don't think I've ever actually used Siri.
The eye iron.
Wow, everything eye. Everything eye. That's how you got put
one time iron. I asked Siri something. I forget what it was. And she couldn't even answer my simple. It was like a simple question.
What's the meaning of life, Siri? What is it? Tell me now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if this is on. Hey, sir. No, I turned it off.
I thought you said, hey, sir.
Hey, sir. Hey, sorry.
Sir.
Anyways.
I was going to say, have you ever guys been on YouTube and watched some the most random things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you're not even looking for it. You just kind of like you see up. That you see that side scroll of random videos on the left pane or the right pane, and you're just like, oh, let me click on that.
Yeah.
And next thing you end up like in a weird part of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like
in a dark, dark space.
I want to say what was like the weirdest part you've been to on YouTube.
Like I just like there was this video I was watching. This lady, she was eating a lobster tail. And like making like the most disgusting slurping noises, and I was just stayed there and watched it because it was so disgusting. And I was like, I can't believe she's doing this, and like, then I was like, what am I doing here? Like, and I don't even know how I got there.
And it shows the timer like want to watch this. We don't even yes. Then one more. What's that? Isn't that called like was it ASMR? You know, like at first I didn't know how to say that. I was like, was that asthma?
Hey, asthma.
Eczema.
ASMR.
Okay, what's that trend with ASMR, man? Like, everybody's, like...
It's just...
What is that?
ASMR? I mean, I don't know what it... Well,
okay.
The full...
Okay, the full context is that for you to be able to talk in a tone that it's relaxing and pleasing.
Oh. Yeah, like, hey, David.
Yeah, type of deal.
What's up? And then they make, like, weird sounds. Yeah. Or, like, not weird sounds, but...
Like that.
Yeah. Supposedly that calm.
That'd give me a seizure if I was hearing like.
And of course, people eating too. Like people, I guess, love that sound of like people eating.
Yeah, we're like.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like.
That's some good freaky.
What?
And they're like, it's so good.
This episode turned into an ASMR.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm gonna eat some more of this lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do that. They do that.
It feels real.
At first, I didn't know what that was. I remember I was watching a video, and I'm like, why is she talking in a low tone? Like, what is like, is her parents going to find out that she's on?
Yeah, it's on, like your dad. It's like your parents walk in, like, what's up, dad? Feels real good.
What are you doing?
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hi, guys. Sounds like a pedo.
I'm telling you, man. I
think I'm ready for another one.
Okay. You're set, man. You're
like, I gotta stay here. I don't have to drive.
Oh yeah, that's true. You
pour me a shot now.
That's one of the perks that.
I had a rough day tomorrow, so I had a rough day today. So
yeah, I'll feel it, man.
All my days are rough, so you know what? You know, that's why I drink.
On there.
Did you bring the golf right now, or did you bring that
at the Tijuana?
The Tijuana?
Is it called the Tijuana?
No, it's Tijuana, right?
Tijuana. Yeah, there's no A.
Yeah, Tijuana.
Like what? Like a T1? Like the T1 connection? I don't care.
T1.
Oh, some weird.
Wait, who was next on Quick Bites? Because they haven't been so quick lately.
Dude, I have no idea. I'm just. Dude,
I mean, it wasn't really Quick Bites. It was just.
Yeah, I think we were just talking, you know. Derek, did you have anything to talk about?
Yeah, we can change it up. We don't have to talk about Apple anymore.
We can keep going. I mean, this is.
Apple's just taking up our money anyway, so.
Yeah.
I got some game stuff for you, my fellow gamers.
Yeah, what you got? What you got cooking?
So, if you guys been on the internet lately, Mortal Kombat 11 has been killed.
Oh, wow. Woo! Is that good?
Colonel.
Is that good, bro?
Killing it.
It is that good.
With trailers and gameplay all over YouTube. So, if you guys are MK fans, definitely hit up that internet, YouTube.
Yeah, it's. I think my homeboy showed me the video. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. And it comes out next month, too. And like right now, I think if you pre-order, you can beta test.
Oh, nice.
Dragon Ball Z, they announced their 8th DLC character. Well, they announced another DLC character, and guess what? It's another Goku.
Are you serious? Oh,
yeah, it's the Goku from Dragon Ball GT, so like Kid Goku.
Oh, God.
Kid Goku.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the Broly movie?
I haven't seen it, but apparently it's already out on Blu-ray, so I'm going to have to
pick that up. I watched it a few weeks ago. Or not a few weeks ago, probably, but...
Is it
2
good?
Months ago.
It's really good.
I liked it.
When Jake was here for our podcast.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
It was pretty good. And then on the Switch, rumor has it that we're going to get two new Switch models in the future. Like
what?
An updated one and one that's kind of like a base model type where it's more affordable to replace the 3DS that's on its way out.
I'm surprised that the 3DS has been out for so long. Because I always thought, like, who really buys that?
Well, I want to buy one.
I have one.
I can't find one.
No, but I'm saying, like, you probably bought it a long time ago.
Last year.
I bought mine.
Man, you're not helping me out. I'm trying to make a case here.
Oh, my bad. I did buy it a long time ago.
I bought mine, like, last week, bro.
I bought it yesterday, dude.
I continue to buy them.
I have four.
I have no. I have a problem. I just continue to buy them every month.
Just buy stuff they don't need.
Yeah.
Dude, I just read right now that this budget airline called Wow Air just totally gone bust and canceled every flight.
Dude, come on.
Can you imagine that?
Wow Air. It's a horrible airline.
How can you go more budget than like Spirit? Like that's his like bottom of the barrel.
Well, Wow doesn't. It's not.
And Spirit,
it's
you
like,
go under the plane.
Bro, just the word like, Wow tells me that.
It's like Wow, like, all their, you're all their idiot for buying.
I know, right? Like, wow, did you actually buy this ticket?
It's not. It's not.
Not U.S. Okay.
U.S. airline type of thing.
Wow Taco.
You're like, wow. Oh yeah, Wow what a taco. Okay, bro. Who in the right mind tells them, like, okay, let's say you're building a taco company. You're building a taco stand or tacos, whatever, store, restaurant. Why would you call your restaurant Wow, What a Taco?
I don't know. It's kind of catchy.
It is not, man. Wow, that is taco. Not Wow, What a Taco.
I mean,
what is that?
Like, I mean, like, I don't
it's
want
like a run-on sentence. No,
I mean, if you're not, like, of Latin origins and you know, you're of a fair complexion. Yeah, it's like, you know, wow, that's totally cool, you know? Like, but if you're like us, you know, brown, I was like, stupid.
Yeah. I mean, like, it seems like whoever was naming this was probably got this from their child.
Yeah, like, what should I name it?
Wow, what a taco.
Wow, yeah, like.
And he probably had a guilt trip because he's like, it's like, probably the child was like, this is going to be the best day ever. Like, you're going to take my idea. And he's like, she's like, I guess.
It's like, it's like the same person thinks like Torchy's makes the best tacos.
Oh.
It's yeah. That guy. Like,
No.
I mean, Torchy's maybe.
But that Wow taco is pretty good, though, man.
Yeah.
A little pricey, but they got like, it's like legit, bro.
It's legit.
The pastor and the barrocoa, like, tacos.
It's on point.
Yeah. And they made handmade the tortillas. So.
Oh, wait. Flour tortillas, too? Handmade?
Flour and the
barbacoa.
Corn.
Barbacoa.
Yeah.
In the pastor.
All right, man. I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah,
where's
it?
Where's it at?
It's right here.
It's right here on
Ontario Ashford.
Yeah. All right, let's go after this.
Is it open?
Yeah.
What? Where is it open?
Yeah, I think it stays open late too.
Let me see. I'll try a taco from there. Let's see. Wow. Wow, a taco.
11 p.m.
Okay, get me a taco on the way home.
Okay, well let's all go get a taco. Yeah, how about that? We'll give this a try and see what all right,
well,
if it's really a Wow, What a Taco.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, type of deal. On there.
Did you get another one or are you good?
I'm good right now, man. I am good.
Yeah. The thing I admire about Freddie is that he knows when to say like he knows his limit and like he knows when to say no. And like you can't pressure him to.
What?
Yeah, like you can be like, my friendship is over with you if you don't take this. And he'll be like, it was nice knowing you.
I'm sorry to feel that way.
I'll see myself out.
Well, I'll be on my way.
Good. Does that work? Okay. It's like, man, you just, dang. That's very commendable. Very commendable. I fall horribly to peer pressure.
Peer pressure?
Yeah. If someone just says, you're not cool if you don't drink this whole bottle,
that's funny.
I'm gone.
All right, we're gonna do this, Derek. We're gonna say you're not cool if you don't buy a Skyline.
You don't buy a Skyline.
You're not cool, brother.
Not cool, man.
Well, see,
do you want to be cool?
I do.
All right.
Do
the thing is,
no. Do you want to be cool?
Yes.
Okay.
All right then. Buy
I'll get a Skyline.
All right, let's go. Right.
It's gonna be shopping. A model one, but I'll buy a Skyline.
On there, but dude, so what else is going on in tech, man?
Tech, nothing.
What have you seen in your eyes?
Tech, nothing, but One Punch Man Season 2 is coming out. Ooh. Next month, April. It's going to be exclusively, what is it, Viz Media is going to release exclusively with Hulu and Crunchyroll.
Duke, Hulu is breaking
the
game, man. Like, Netflix went up in price, and Hulu say, hey, you know what? We're going to go down on price.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, man, that is a real one right there.
The thing I like about Hulu is that, man, they got a lot of good anime and they got a lot of good shows.
Dude,
and
they
like,
okay, I want to, I don't know, I don't, okay,
how they do that, bro.
I'm probably being biased here because I haven't really messed with Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
But the amount of anime that's on Hulu,
it's pretty good.
It is, I mean, like, it is a selection.
Yeah. And they got really good ones, bro. Like, it's not like they got like a bunch of crappy ones. They got good ones like Rurouni Kenshin, I mean, like Class Assassination, I mean, Bleach, I mean,
yeah,
like,
man, I mean, I even watched the old ones like Cowboy Bebop and
yeah,
stuff
Cowboy
like that.
Bebop, yeah, full seasons. I mean, like, it's just
good stuff, bro.
Man, dude.
You know, I like it. I love it. I don't think I'm ever going to get rid of it. And then
dude, it went cheaper, man. So it's like, yeah, it's, so like, it's like a win-win on there. Kind of makes me want to see, makes me want to try if I want to go for the non-commercial version.
That's what I have.
Oh, you, how much are you paying for it?
10.
10? Oh, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm paying.
Dude, I might go for 10, man.
Yeah, because I had the commercial one, and I was like, nah, because it makes a 20-minute episode 30 minutes or something, whatever.
On there.
Yeah, so I just
I might do that, man.
Yeah.
What are you guys streaming as far as apps for viewing? Are you doing George's Netflix mostly, George's or everything. He's HBO falling. Or
what do I stream?
Yeah.
Only paid service I do is Netflix. Mm-hmm. Everything else I stream off of. I use Kodi.
Oh yeah, the Kodi.
Yeah,
yeah. Kodi's so, big, man. Kodi's so big.
Pay for those.
That's Kodi is like
Kodi is like, I don't know, man. That's like a weird like gray area with Kodi.
Yeah, it's a gray area.
What you mean? Like
so Kodi is sort of just like a media player that goes and reaches like different sources, like from different servers,
yeah,
all across the world. And it pulls links for TV shows, movies, all kinds of stuff.
Kodi, cool. What do you use there?
Like live TV too as well.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just on Netflix, Hulu, and I use it's called Viki.
It's what is
like,
that?
It's like foreign TV shows. You watch like Japanese, Korean, like dramas and stuff.
Yeah,
It's free.
That's pretty cool.
That's about it. Cool. Yeah.
What are you watching Hulu?
Hulu. Usually it's anime, some movies. They do have some documentaries now.
Yeah.
It's mostly Hulu's mostly like
anime.
Mostly it's like King of the Hill. I'm watching One Piece right now.
One Piece, yeah.
Yeah, King of the Hill though. That's like OG Texas anime.
Do you ever use Kodi, Freddy?
No, I haven't, but I've seen it so much that like I would say I see the benefits of having Kodi because I know Alex Guerra. Mm-hmm. He was like at one point he was kind of like a distributor in a sense. Like, this boy was selling Kodi's, like, left and right,
like,
man.
Stream boxes.
I mean, like, so it's, like, it actually comes, like, in a little...
I mean, you can get, so, I mean, there's a lot of people that sell, like, sort of little boxes that...
Yeah.
That,
Kodi.
Or, like, Android boxes, kind of, just, like, a little set. What do they call it?
USB or, like, a little... Like an Apple TV looking thing.
Well, so. I mean, you can use, like, if you have like a Fire, like an Amazon Fire Stick or Fire TV,
or Roku,
or your Roku media stick, you can put Kodi on there.
Oh, okay.
It's like an app.
Yeah.
And then, but there's actual people that will build these little boxes that are sort of kind of like almost like your cable box in a sense, right? Like, and then it has Kodi and stuff in there, and then you can just open it up and start. Start watching.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I might check that out. I have Roku upstairs.
I'll let you know.
Well,
just hit me up.
Yeah.
Fire Stick can handle Kodi as well, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that's like another.
Yeah, because I got it on a Fire TV. Like the Fire TV one. Not the stick, but the Fire TV.
Fire TV. I still want an Apple TV.
So, not too long ago, I know they raised the price on Crunchyroll.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. I think it was like $1. And apparently,
what is it per month?
No,
I think it was like $7 to $8. I think it's like $8. I heard it was $1.
Because it used to be like $5 or something. Right?
I think it's at eight bucks.
I didn't know it was that cheap. I thought it was way more expensive than that.
I know it's really cheap, but apparently people were like losing their minds. Like, how dare they like raise their prices? It's like freaking weebs.
They have like every anime though.
Yeah, they do. They do have a lot, but like I would never subscribe just because I don't have the time to consume that much anime content. I have like a life. It's just like
you have a life,
and it's weird, you know. It's like it happened when you get older. It's all suddenly like, oh my gosh, stuff matters now.
Yeah,
but it's like
I don't have a life though, man.
Like, it's okay. It'll find you.
Yeah,
life will find you.
Wait, but it's crazy though because your baby's still young. And you have a life.
I know it's weird, man.
And you're blessed.
It's almost like
he's blessed and high.
Hey man.
Okay, so Crunchyroll is $6.95 a month.
That's not bad. I think I might do that.
It used to be $5.99. Now it's $6.95.
It's not even a dollar. Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
No,
yeah.
Dollar, take, 95 cents. Yeah. But it's still, it's just, I would not complain about that.
Me neither.
But there's an entire community of people that are like up in arms because, you know, how dare they raise
the
price.
They're probably just like 15-year-old people that live
there. Yeah, it's mostly like 15-year-old kids that like live with their parents, and their mom points out, well, what's going on? We're going to cancel it, Jimmy. You can't have your Crunchyroll anymore. Like, no, I need anime.
My allowance is $300.
Anime is my life.
Anime is life. Anime is real, mom. I want to go to Japan and like look at anime all the time. That's because they do.
You know, I always wonder like what Japanese people feel when they got people coming in like that from like out of the country, and they're just totally like animated out.
It's like, it's not. That's why, because I remember a long time when I was at U of H, I took Japanese there, like a language class.
Oh, I got
them. And half the kids there were like in the anime club, like, come join the anime club. I'm like, no, because you guys are weird. Because they all thought like Japan was like this magical land of anime where like if you dress up like a cat, people would like accept you and be your friend. I'm like, no. You do that here, you're weird. You do that there, you're a freak. Like, it's like still weird. Like, anime is still like, it's like, you're still a minority there. Like,
yeah.
There's like one district in Japan where it's cool to dress up, but it's like, okay, you know, grow up.
Yeah, they pretty much shun you there. Like, if like, your parents find out that you're like, you're just like on the computer all the time and watch anime, they like shun you. They're like disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they won't even talk to you.
What are those people
selling you?
Yeah. What are the, there's like an epidemic in Japan that's happening, like where people just they just stay inside all the time now, like they don't leave.
Really?
Yeah. They're calling them. What's
I know you're talking about? Yeah, but they're shut-ins. They don't leave the house. They have like terrible. This is with males. Like apparently Japan has a problem. Like ton of single women, none of dudes going around because dudes won't leave the house.
You know, and then actually, I read that article maybe about 2 years ago.
So, George, you got a brother, you know, cousin, your homeboy. Yeah.
They're called Japan, man. They're called hikikomori.
Yeah.
So it's like people that just stay home, and dude, they've like found like people that just like die in their house, and like people don't find them until like a few days because the smell. But like they don't leave home; they get everything delivered there. They either watch manga or like just like being by themselves.
Yeah.
And like they call them hikikomori, but it just sounds like depression to me. And like, but the Japanese people see that as like I don't know. They don't take it. I guess they don't take it serious.
It is serious. You know why? I read several articles of how like there's very low birth rates in Japan, which can be a serious issue because if people are not reproducing, they're saying that within 50 years time, if this continues, 50 years time, the population of Japan will actually go. Will be cut half in size because of that. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to make, they're trying to make all these, like, mingle events.
Yeah.
Like, huge mingle events where they're trying to bring so many people to hook up.
Yeah.
But what's going on is that the guys are either too scared or too intimidated of the women.
Yeah.
And so nothing really happens. And the women are like, hey, like, we want to hook up with these people. These guys would not come forward to do anything. Like, they're just, like, scared or, like, I mean, that's another thing there that you just showed.
I think I'm going to go visit.
make yourself a whole colony.
Colonize.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
Who's here?
Brett, you need to go, bro. You're single still.
You're
not married.
You're not married.
I mean, hey, she don't listen.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
She don't know. That's her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, person I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me put it this way. Whoever's not dating, if you're...
I'm not dating.
What?
I'm not.
Not married.
Technically. Technically, I'm not dating anybody.
You gotta be careful. If you're single...
Without any type of commitment.
You're ready to mingle.
Go to Japan and get yourself a girl.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they'll jump on you because the dudes over there are not going to.
They'll jump me. Not scary. Never mind. Not to understand those Japanese guys.
Like, seriously, real talk. That you go over there, dude. The women will find you.
Yeah. Let me put the statistics.
When are we
here.
Going in? Ready?
let me put the statistics here.
I'm just kidding.
3 out of 5 women are pretty. So you have a whoever goes over there has a good chance to find.
Those are really good odds, guys. Like,
yeah, your odds are really good. I mean, to find a pretty chick over there, your odds are good.
So you cats out there, come through with your A game, all right? You know, because
bro, you could just like learn a few words, and I'm pretty sure the girls are just gonna be all over you, man.
Well, I mean, Freddie,
konnichiwa. You'd be like, "What? Let's get married. Let's go." You're like, "All right, okay."
Genka desu ka? Genka desu. Watashi wa Davutsu-san.
There you go.
Goku-san.
Well, too bad you're married, so you gotta forget all that lingo.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go by GTR over there.
Be like, Goku-san.
No. But seriously, like, whoever is single out there, man, Japan is where it's at, and I'm sure you'll bring something home.
I just want to, like we're talking about, like, real dudes, not you weebs.
Yeah.
No offense. You know, I don't care if I offend weebs. Like, I don't like weebs.
What are weebs?
Like, it's like those
dweebs?
I'm a weeb.
Weebs, those cats that, like, watch anime all the time, and that's it. Like, they.
That's me.
They live, breathe anime, and they want, they think, they do, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to describe.
That's
like,
me,
what
bro.
Is
it's
it?
Me, you're describing me, bro.
Well, let's look it up.
No. Unless you run like Naruto. Do you run like Naruto?
Yes, I do. I do run like Naruto.
Oh man!
You're just cutting the wound deeper. You're opening the wound deeper.
You're like,
man! Help me out here, David. I'm trying to save his life.
I have what are those things called? Those little knives, whatever.
Kunais.
I have shuriken.
You got your
Nathan used to run like Naruto, like sometimes, like he's never seen it, but like when I just started running, like he just started running with his arms back, like and I'm like.
Okay, cool. So this is the dictionary.com. Weeaboo is mostly a derogatory slang term for Western person that is obsessed with Japanese culture, especially weeaboo. Anime, often regarding it as a superior to all cultures.
A weeaboo.
Weeaboo. Weeaboo. Yeah, so I mean, like, and I met people like that. They think that Japan is the greatest place ever. And, I mean, it is amazing to go there, but again, they have problems. They're racist.
They're racist?
Oh, dude.
Against Americans?
Against anybody.
You know, I know. I thought Derek was going to say, you know, everybody says that Japan is the greatest country in the world, which it is.
Which it is.
But this is not the point.
This is not the point.
Don't be a weeb.
Don't be a weeb.
So are we going to get some tacos or what?
Yeah. And if you're a weeb and you're listening and you're offended, fight me.
If you're offended, you're a weeboo. Yeah.
Like, fight me in real life, dog.
In case. Well,
all your jutsus and powers won't save you now.
Do we have the same phone?
Do we?
I don't know.
iPhone 8.
Oh, man, you guys are packing heat there.
That shiny.
Oh, wait. Yours is, like, shiny.
I got that.
Oh, Freddie, did you hear about the...
You got the 8. I got the 7, bro. I'm on that.
So, Philadelphia.
Same size.
What's going on?
Is getting a $50 million esports arena.
I heard about that.
Wait, Philly?
Yeah,
Philly
cheesesteak. Comcast or Xfinity is doing it, right? It's
You said $50 million?
Yeah.
That's going to be a crappy stadium. I mean, dude, think about that. $50 million?
What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
It's in Philly.
What's going to happen is they're going to buy a theater and renovate it. That's what they're going to do.
They're building case, it. Bro. Like,
they're actually building one?
Yeah, building
it. Brand new. What is this going to be, like a Five Below thing or what, man? Like 50 mil?
50 mil, yeah, for real, man.
I mean, that's a bad picture here, but...
Dang, okay, are they like, it's using really cheap materials to hold that?
It's going to be made of plywood. Yeah, we have to rebuild it every 3 years. It's going to rot.
Fire hazards and everything. Man, 50, that looks really nice.
Bro, 50 million is a small budget, man. What team's going to play there?
Just esport, like it's gonna
they
hold
probably
all
just
the,
hold like events, you know, little
like, oh, like a Smart Financial,
kind of, yeah.
Kind of like a BBVA.
No, I think like a smart financial type.
Oh, that's not bad then. That's actually a big budget for a Smart Financial. Then.
Yeah,
or media.
I mean, they're gonna be hosting all the, like all the Overwatch.
Oh, it's gonna be for games.
Yeah, esports.
Oh, esport.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's pretty cool then. That's gonna be pretty dope.
Man, esports is rising,
bro. I take back what I said.
That rise on the esports.
So I was going to fill 3,500.
Honestly, I misunderstood. I thought you said like a stadium for like sports.
No, esports.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
To be honest, like I still can't get into esports, man. Like I've been watching a few things and it just doesn't.
Yeah, it's hard watching people play. I don't know. It's But I mean, like you said, it's growing. It's huge. It's just I don't personally.
Like, to be honest, the only time I watch people play
Tetris.
It's when it's a game that I want to purchase, but I just don't know how it plays. I would jump into its stream and see, okay, what am I getting into? But other than that, like, I'm not really a person that will sit down and watch.
Man, you're crazy. Do you know what I do? I just buy a game, and if it sucks, I'm like, well.
Bro, see, that was
messed up, like Anthem.
Okay, man, that was the PS2 days, bro. PS2 days, I was using my parents' money to buy that stuff. But
where's my debit card,
Freddy? But I would say that was probably the system that I really ventured as far as games. Like, I bought games that
were pretty crap. But that's the cool part about it, though. I kind of like that. I kind of like buying a game and like, oh, man, this sucked. And then, like, just telling people about it. Man, that sucked.
Just telling them. I spent, like, the game. You're like, oh, it's pretty cool, man. You should buy it.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, just like, you will suffer as well. I did.
Buy Anthem. Okay, now, really quickly, before we end this.
Okay.
What has been the worst game you ever bought?
So far, Anthem.
Anthem? Like, yeah. Throughout your whole history? Yeah, Anthem has been the worst game?
Yeah. Yeah, because every game I bought, I usually waited till, like, a lot of people played it. And then they were like, everyone was like, it's good. And that's when I used to get the game. I used to, like, wait till, for sure, everyone was saying it's good. Like, so.
That was it.
Yeah.
How about you, D?
I can't think of any game that, like, I've, like. I don't think I've ever actually bought a game that, like, oh, this sucks. Because, like, again, like, usually, a lot of times when I buy a game, I wait.
Yeah.
For a while to get it. Or, like, if I do something, buy something day one, like, I know for sure that I want
it. Against Destiny 2.
Destiny 2, again, like, when I bought it, I wasn't disappointed. We played through it, got through it really fast. It sucked, like, after the fact. It wasn't sucky day one.
It's just not enough content.
Like, a month later, it's like, oh, crap, we did everything already. It's like, what's next?
Yeah, I wish I was hanging out with you when I played this.
That game had so much potential.
Yeah, because when it came out, we all had it. We were hooked. We'd get online, raids, everything. But for some reason, like.
You play too? Destiny?
Destiny? No. Never played.
Yeah, it's just, but like.
I was
again,
too poor to buy it.
We should get on and play some Halo later.
Some Destiny. What about you, man? Has there been a game that.
Not really, man. Like, if I wanted to play the game, I would just buy it and play it.
What top favorite games? Halo.
I really like NBA 2K.
I school people on 2K.
I go hard in paint.
Sports. Yeah. You know, like, I was really into basketball when I was younger. And I remember the games I would play would be like NBA Live or NBA Shootout.
Yeah, it was good back
Shootout.
In the day.
You remember NBA Live. Shootout?
Shootout? No, I don't remember that one.
I remember NBA Street.
NBA Jams.
Oh, NBA Jam. That went hard.
That
man.
Reminds me of Space Jam.
That was such a fun game, dude.
Such a fun movie.
That was a fun movie. Space Jam.
I think it was a fun movie.
I think it was a fun movie because Michael Jordan was like my favorite basketball player. So seeing him like in there, I was like, oh my god, it's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but like now that R. Kelly is like, you know, who's gonna do the song?
Yeah.
Like,
Dude, R. Kelly is having a field day, man. Like, I've seen that interview. That boy go, like, that boy is, like, stressed 100%, bro.
That boy's lying, bro. He's defending himself too hard.
Like,
I didn't do it. We haven't even asked you anything about that.
I didn't do it. I didn't pee on her. We're not even talking about that.
Wow.
We're not even talking about
that. What about you, Freddy? What was the worst game you bought?
Yeah, Freddy.
Okay. The one that comes up to mind is Gran Turismo for the PSP.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That was the worst game.
You were the first one to get it. And like,
That was the worst game. I was so excited because I was like, Gran Turismo in a PSP?
Yeah.
Like, upgrades, all this? No. It's just, you collect cars. You don't upgrade nothing, man. I was just like,
Yeah.
No, it was so bad. I returned it the next day. It only got half of what I paid for.
I remember that. You like know, we were
I
all
think
hyped.
Best Buy. Oh god. Best Buy. I think they have like a 15-day return policy. So
yeah,
if you open up a game and play it and don't like it, you just return it.
Yeah, I wish I had that policy back in the day.
Yeah. I was gonna do that with Anthem, but then I forgot and whatever.
Oh yeah.
So I have it. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hopefully they, like in the next year or so.
Maybe you can use that as a frisbee.
Yeah. So maybe they'll fix it in a year or so, and I'll just get on it in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
It's usually when they fix stuff.
Yeah.
So. I mean, man, if you like playing, like. But then again, you're going to be like in so many new games, you're going to forget about that.
But you know, I like playing old games. And like, I started playing, like, I Crash Bandicoot. Like, I beat Warped. I beat Crash Bandicoot 2. No, I haven't beat it yet. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. I started playing Spyro as well.
Oh, yeah. How's the Spyro game?
Spyro's fun, bro. I like Spyro. And I started playing Medieval on...
oh, Medieval? Really?
On PS Vita. Oh, dude. I downloaded it on PS Vita.
Medieval, man.
Yeah. And, oh, you know they're actually going to bring it back on the PS4 remastered or whatever?
What, the Medieval?
Yeah, Medieval. Resurrection. Wow. Yeah, so that game is super fun.
Okay, you know, the one game that I'm waiting for them to remaster is Jet Moto.
Jet Moto, I never played it.
Jet Moto was one of those. It was one of those first party games that came out on PlayStation. Like, it's basically hovering bikes, but it was. I mean, it was a big game back in the day.
Yeah, I haven't played that in a long time.
What is it called?
Jet Moto.
Jet Moto. Oh, okay.
You on there?
Oh, I've been playing Duke.
Duke Nukem.
Nukem. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 64, I have it in here. But the controls are really, like, hard, bro. It was better on PC. It was better on PC because on 64, it's, like, the joystick, you move, and then, like, the little yellow ones is, like, you go up and down and stuff like that. And, and then the Z is the shoot. It's kind
shit
of...
on that.
Did you ever play on 64?
Yeah. Yeah, you always. Did? Yeah, man. I play.
And it was easy?
I mean, I was a kid, dude. I feel like as a kid, your mind is so much, like...
Yeah, because I was playing zoned it now
in games.
Yeah,
I mean, come and think about it. If you look back at some of these games, like especially like PS1 games, like how do you make out some of these objects that?
Oh, you know what? Now I just remember a game that I bought that was so frustrating. I hated it.
Which
it
one?
Stupid.
Sonic.
Ninja Gaiden.
Wait, for the Xbox?
For the Xbox.
Oh. I bought the game.
I bought it and I was so frustrated. Man.
I got pretty
so
far
difficult.
In that game. It was really... Oh, even like man. The first stage, like the dude nunchucks could kill you. But anyways, actually, I like that game a lot.
I'm so mad.
I like the game a lot, but yeah, that game was hard. I remember.
It really made
but
you
see,
work.
It's not. It wasn't that I didn't like just... thought it was just so difficult and just frustrating. Yeah. It's just like, oh my it's god, like I don't even want to play it no more.
That's what I thought about Sonic on Sega Genesis. Yeah,
very steep learning
curve. You know my favorite Sonic was though? Sonic Adventures 2 on Dreamcast.
Remember that.
That was such a fun game. Especially when it did the multiplayer where you guys can race each other through the map. That was fun, man. Those good times.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening, man. It was a good one, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
I missed
this,
man.
Thank you.
hopefully, maybe in a month, next month, we'll have almost a full crew because I think that's when Ron said he'll be ready.
Nah, but then Javi will probably be out.
Oh yeah, we're gonna see Javi for a few years.
Well, we won't be back till next week. Actually, we have to catch Javi this Thursday.
You think
before
so?
The wedding.
He's not. He's gonna be super busy, bro.
Busy what? Playing Xbox? Anyways.
Hobby is online.
I'm just joking. I know. I always
watching Netflix.
No, let me check the Xbox. Let me check
on there. He probably is online. Watch. No, but anyways, guys. This is episode 41. It was a good one.
Point 2.
Again, sponsored by Doritos.
Doritos.
Silver Patron.
Yeah, boy. Well, logging off here, Mr. David Games.
Peace.
Mr. Gaiman's
Mr.
Watch.
Derek Howard.
Yo, yo.
And Mr. George Zelaya.
What's up? And goodbye.
Bummers. All right, laters.
Peace.